And good morning. And welcome, welcome, welcome. It is part three of Community Connection today. Kevin Doncaster. Boy, I tell you what, that was a fast dodge, man. You came in like a flash. Look at you all relaxed. You know what's going on. We've got a big to-do going on here with our Warhawk PTSD service dog program. What's the latest, my friend?
Yeah, you know, so what we're looking to do right now is we're expanding the board, we're reaching out to the public more, mm-hmm. and just really focusing on getting more advisors and whatnot. As you know, I've got a new pup, Maggie.
Yes, that's right. We had Maggie's trainer in here earlier.
That's right. Yeah, Jeff Ryan. Yeah, that was great. You know, like he said, you know, there's people that drive Fords, there's people that drive Chevys, and we were able to acquire Maggie from Norma Hart, and she's basically like a Maserati, right? She's also got the sass to go with it. So she's coming along nicely. We've got her basic obedience pretty much in check. Finally got her done, you know, using the house as her, you know, toilet. So that's good stuff. And now Lacey's back in town, and she's going to be breeding.
Oh, wow.
Yep, she's coming into heat, so we're looking forward to that. We actually have two dogs that are about to have some pups as well, so we're about to be real busy.
My goodness sakes. And, you know, the thing is, you started out with a thought and maybe how to help returning soldiers and people who are EMTs and basically involved with public safety, too, to find a way to cope a little bit better. One of those mechanisms was a service dog. And lo and behold, this helped you out tremendously. And
huge.
This spawned a whole new public service type of entity that you've got going on here with Warhawk. And your story, it seems like this just came on in just an incredibly short amount of time, and it's just taken off. And now this is where the help is required. This is why you need more collaborators and more folks to help out and get this thing moving where it needs to stay and go forward.
Yeah, you know, I'm really excited because we've had several people reach out since the last time you and I were on the show. Mm-hmm. And so we're interviewing folks, and probably the coolest thing that's going to happen this weekend is we're interviewing a former CEO, Phil Elmore, out of Texas.
Wow.
So he's coming on board, and that would be huge for us because, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, we look like we know what we're doing. We don't have a clue what we're doing, right?
You just have the passion, the drive, and a darn good idea
vision.
To help.
Yeah, you know, so, and at the end of the day, I'm just a former Marine just, you know, trying to make it happen, you know, so.
Well, you've been making it happen. Don't sell yourself
this
short.
This is great. Yeah, I feel blessed with everything that's come together. In fact, we had a golden retriever breeder come on board with us as well. And we placed a dog in a Bartlesville school in a third grade classroom. It's been immense. Barb Campbell. So she is constantly sending us pictures and just how the classroom is just adapting to that environment and how the dog's adapting to them. And we were able to give an EMS worker a service dog as well.
Oh, wow.
So both are still in training, but this is just a great piece of the pie of how things are coming together, how the public's getting involved, and we'll continue to need that support. I mean, with these pups on the way, a lot of expenses coming our way. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, this has been great, and I'm just great at how receptive the community has been.
Oh, they have been. They've been all over it. Just for the folks who might not have caught all of what Warhawk PTSD service dogs are all about, just give us a synopsis of the brief history. I mean, it has been brief because you've only been doing it a short time, but we've been taking off.
We officially formed the nonprofit back in June.
Yes.
We're pending 501c3 status, which will be really big for us when we obtain that. But because we're so new, obviously we're going to have a lot more scrutiny than other more well-established nonprofits. So that's coming down the pipe. But yeah, essentially how it started is I was just really struggling. You know, I was struggling. I spent 7 years in the Middle East, 3 in Iraq, 4 in Afghanistan, mm-hmm. and just really having a hard time reintegrating back into society. So I started doing some research, found a breeder that did and trained Australian Shepherds. So after I reached out to them, guy would not accept any kind of money for the dog that he wanted to give me, and my life changed overnight. A couple weeks following that, had a veteran commit suicide that I knew. And, you know, and this is not an uncommon thing, right? This is continually happening. It's happened. Three people we were attempting to work with this year committed suicide. And people ask me this all the time. Hey, you know, how many people have you helped so far? 12 last year, 5 this year. I mean, we're barely into February. We've already got 5 dogs out. And that's, I mean, we're way ahead of where we were this time last year. Mm-hmm. But I cannot think about those people. I think about the ones that we don't get to. And so that's why we're really going to continue to improve the program, expand where we can, reconstitute the board, get more players involved, and see what we can do. But, yeah, after that, after I got my dog and just saw how powerful she was, I reached out to Jeff Ryan and said, hey, this is what's happened. This is what I want to do. And, man, we've been rolling ever since.
Now, one of the stories, and you might be tired of telling that, I don't know, but I think it's a story that's well worth retelling, is that the fine folks at the Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra, and I love the folks associated with them, all of them. You know, I ran into Tom O'Connor the other night, and, you know, and I'm always running into Karen someplace, and, you know, and they chose your charity as the one that they wanted to help right around Thanksgiving. And you made a presentation, but you made a presentation plus. Can you tell us that story a little bit?
Yeah, sure. And that's where I gave up Lacey, you know. So
your service dog.
That's right, my personal service dog. You know, Karen's such a huge advocate for us, and actually we're looking to bring her on the board as well. And she said, hey, look, let's partner up. Let's collaborate with the BSO and Warhawk and see what we can do. I said, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, initially I hadn't thought long enough to see if I was going to really give up Lacey. But when Adam came out to help with the Patriot Bash that we did in November.
And Adam is a returning soldier.
That's right. He is, he was one of my Marines from 20 years ago.
Wow.
I saw how Lacey and he had bonded, and I kind of knew that she was no longer my dog, right?
Yeah.
And she goes where she's needed. You know, you can put her in a room with a crowd of people, and she'll go to the one that needs her the most. She's that smart, very intelligent. So I told Karen, hey, at the BSO, I want to donate my dog to Adam. And I'm telling you, man, there was not a dry eye in the room. It was moving. You know, and I gave a throwback speech to Ronald Reagan. I'm a big history buff, and I love the Ronald Reagan era. But I just basically talked about, you know, we're fighting for freedom. These guys are, and gals are fighting for freedom. And when they get home, they're not really home. So this is my attempt to bring them back home, you know?
Everybody needs to come completely home.
Yeah.
They deserve it, man. They do. And you've been doing your able best to make sure that that happens the best way you know how with Warhawk PTSD service dogs. Now, how do people get a hold of you and maybe find out some more information? You've a website, right?
We do. It's WarhawkPTSDServiceDogs.com. We're on Facebook. We have a real big presence there at Warhawk PTSD Service Dogs. You can reach us through our phone, which is 918-815-6775. You know, just give us a little bit of time to you know, reach back to you. I tell people this all the time. We run this thing full-time, but all of us work full-time as well. And this is one of the things. We were recently doing some research about if we do want to bring on staff, what would be the right percentage? What would be the right split? And the average out there is about an 80-20 split. So that means 80 cents on the dollar of a donation would go towards the cause. With us, it's 100%. And we're going to keep it that way for as long as we possibly can.
My goodness sakes. So we're putting the word out here now that we need folks involved to help, you know, get a board together. To get a little bit more organized. I mean, you've been very well organized for as short time as you've been in.
Yeah.
But like you said, hey, you know, a little bit more guidance from folks who may have been down this path or a similar path sure couldn't hurt.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, and here's a perfect example. So we've got something coming up. Nikki and Laurent reached out to me and said, hey, how can we help? So what they're doing is they're putting on a barbecue cook-off, April 25th. Yeah. So Bartlesville Westside Community Center, that's where Laurent's from, and Nikki is his daughter. So they just said, hey, how can we help? And I said, man, we always need help putting on fundraisers. And if you could do it with some food, that'd be awesome. So why not a barbecue cook-off?
Why not?
And I get to be a judge. So I'm really, really looking forward to this, see what Bartlesville's got. But, yeah, April 25th, Bartlesville Westside Community Center, Douglas Park. We're going to run it from 12 to 6 p.m. Then the cook-off and the judging will begin about 3 p.m. So folks can come in, pay $10, get fed. watch the theatrics, you know. Hopefully somebody brings in something spicy, burns my mouth or something. I don't know.
He's a Marine. He can take it.
I can take it, man. And, yeah, there'll be a silent auction and stuff, and then 100% of the proceeds are going to go to us, and I'm stoked about that.
Do we have this on the website now?
It is.
About the cookout?
It's up on the page, and we're continuing to promote it and send it out to folks. So, yeah, but hopefully we get a big turnout, man.
You know, what happens is people hear that and they start salivating. Oh, my God. Oh, doggone, what was that date again? You know, so I always want to send them to the website because not only do they find out about, you know, the cookout, but they also find out a little bit more about what this is all about. Some of the backstory and then how you're moving forward and everything. You got a very nice page, by the way. I don't know who your webmaster is, but pretty good job there.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that you?
No. Actually, it's this guy out of Hawaii. Yeah. He's Hudson PR Group is okay. Who built that for us.
They yeah. did a good job.
Yeah. He's transitioning out of the Army. So I just think it's cool how we continue to just absorb either families of veterans or veterans themselves and how they can give back. And it's a big deal, man. So, yeah, we were real grateful for that expertise because none of us had a clue how to build a website, you know?
Well, it worked out pretty good, and it seems like it's come together as if it was meant to be in some way, shape, or form. And when that happens, you just got to let the pieces fall together, and it seems like they're coming together rather nicely, but not without a whole lot of hard work. I mean, you guys have been really taking it to the mat as far as pressing forward and making sure that the dogs are being trained, the dogs are available. And it seems like we have an endless supply of need, though.
Endless supply of need, yeah. You know. And so what we've done is we've branched out. You know, some folks aren't looking for service dogs. They're looking for companions. So we brought JR out of GI Wish in Tulsa on board. Okay. And he helps with that. We're also looking to acquire him on the board as well. And then every now and again, we just get folks that are looking to home some new dogs. You know, here's a really cool thing. A lot of people think that because we breed and train that we don't have a heart for rescues, but I really do want to find a way to get involved with the rescue situation, see if we can't repurpose some of those dogs. But this cool story is we saw a post about a dog in Texas that was at a kill shelter. And she had isolated herself and wouldn't respond to people because she knew she was next to be put on the chopping block, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not trying to be, you know, cruel with my words. We put it up on our page, and within 48 hours, we had rehomed that dog. We said, hey, we're our fans in Texas that's close to this. Who can go pick up this dog and get it a home? And we got it done. And that's just awesome. I have a big heart for the rescues in the community and stuff, and eventually we'll have to build a secondary kennel so we can take on some of those situations and then train them. So that's what we're looking to do this year. It might bleed into next year, but we really want to do something in that arena as well.
Kevin, once again, the website?
You bet. WarhawkPTSDServiceDogs.com and on Facebook at WarhawkPTSDServiceDogs.
All righty. And once again, thank you, brother. I really appreciate you coming in. I really enjoy our visits and keeping us all up to date on that.
Thank you.